Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with Craig Pedro, Tuolumne County Administrator, on this weekend show. Craig, during the last segment, we were talking a lot about the Law and Justice Center property and the projects that are going onto that site. I want to ask you a little bit, too, about you referenced the jail and how it's probably going to be starting late fall, maybe end of early winter time. You know, where does things stand when it comes to just kind of the funding for that project? How much is coming from the state? How much from the county? How is that all going to be funded?
Yeah, you're looking at a project that's going to be over the multiple years that we've been planning for it and then getting ready to build and to build it. You know, it's going to be something in excess of $47 million. And we've been able to secure not one but two grants. For that. That was one of the pledges when we told people that we were going to pursue these kinds of projects, is we would do our best to secure whatever state and federal funds might be available to help fund these things. And I think we did a great job in securing two grants totaling $33 million. So as we move into this construction phase, we're looking at an estimate that's right around $39 million in pure construction. And if you look at it that way, $33 million of it is going to be covered by state grants. And that's pretty good work, I think, on the part of the board and the staff to secure that. But we will have to come up with the match, and that's on all of these projects. And that's something that we've been talking about this for several years. And I think when you talk about it, it's easy, makes sense. You're going to borrow, for the county share of costs. But as we've gotten a little closer to it, I know some folks have seen a little surprise. So we're actually going to borrow some money to pay for the county share. And yes, we are. And that's the plan we've always had. And the county's posture on borrowing is to borrow as little as you possibly, can, and then to pay it back as quickly as you can. And that's a commitment we have made. And that's what we're going to do in this case, as well. So to the extent we have share of costs on all of these projects, we will seek one of two types of mechanisms, a certificate of participation or a facility lease program, both forms of borrowing. And we'll try to keep that as low as we can and then try to pay it back as quickly as we can.
Over the past couple of years, the county has, of course, had the tree mortality crisis. There's been fires in the county. There have been the well water program that the county has been a big part of. Has it created quite a few challenges putting together these recent budgets?
Oh, yeah. And our office doesn't look like a county administrator's office anymore. I think we need decals on our cars, Wells R Us and, Tuolumne County Lumber Company and things like that. And it's a challenge, to do what you normally do in administering the county, but also it's a natural extension, I guess, if you look at it that way, of our emergency service function. But Tuolumne County is absolutely leading the way in these kinds of things. People come to find out, how is Tuolumne County responding to these types of emergencies that aren't unique to us, both the drought and the well programs, the tree mortality. We're being touted by other counties and by the state of California, for the work that we're doing here in Tuolumne County on behalf of our residents. And again, the board has been right out in front of this thing, being very vocal. Let's do everything we can, secure as much funding as we can to do as much good work to get rid of, these beetle-killed and drought-killed trees, and to help our residents who, through the drought, have had wells go dry. And I think we've done a really good job. Folks are telling us we're doing a really, really good job. It does take a lot more work, add some pressure, on the office. But we have excellent people in my staff and other county departments that are working on this. A great teamwork amongst multiple agencies. We have partners at federal, state, other local governments that are assisting us, and that part has all been excellent. And that's so Tuolumne County, where everybody comes together, regardless of the level of government, what patch you have on your shirt. We all come together for the betterment of our community, and that's what we've been doing.
I also want to ask you a little bit just about looking ahead. I know at past supervisors' meetings, you voiced concerns about looking ahead the next, 1, 2, 5 years down the line. You know, is there much planning being done right now to look ahead at what's going to take place and potential cuts or new revenue that could be
right.
available?
Yeah. In addition to the, I think most folks know now the county's been doing multi-year budget forecasting for several years. You know, we started the whole Great Recession. We started doing that, and that's been very helpful. It's not the kind of numbers you would use to budget on, but it gives you a good indication of where you're going, kind of a trend analysis and projection that way. So we're continuing to do that. And as we've done this all along, we've tried to look at both sides of the budget ledger, the revenues that we have coming in and the expenses, that we incur, and trying to, maximize your revenues and minimize your expenses. And I know the board rightfully wants to continue that tradition and dig in even deeper, new and afresh. We had a finance committee meeting just the other day, and they want to continue to make sure that we're doing everything we can do to maximize, revenues, into county government, and also to minimize expenses, to try to streamline wherever we can streamline our processes and find, to the extent that we can, the absolute least expensive of way of providing services to the community. So this board is very serious about it, not to say other past boards haven't, but these folks are really wanting to dig in personally and do that, hands-on with staff, and that's exactly what we're doing.
You know, there's always cuts that can be made if you want to cut back on revenues, but are there a lot of, potential new revenue sources that could be out there, do you think?
Well, but federal, sometimes you have to do a little farming. Let me go that way for a second. With the federal government and the state government, there's opportunities to be had, and you have to be there to seize the day, like in these grant, areas that we're talking about. You also have to be as proactive as you can in trying to advocate for things at the federal level. I know we have supervisors that are going to be fighting hard for our PILT, payments in lieu of tax revenue, which is a key revenue from the federal government that's been at risk over the years. The secure rural schools funding that has been lost the last year or two, they're still fighting for that or the new successor of that. So they're trying to, through legislative efforts, influence that. At the state level, the board, our board, as well as other county boards, came together, and they were very successful. I mentioned in-home supportive services. That's something that could cost the county of Tuolumne hundreds of thousands of dollars for basically a state program. But again, they were vocal, and through the actions of the board and our lobby groups, were able to convince the governor to do something different. And they were able to avoid a lot of costs that otherwise would have fallen upon county government. They also just want to make sure that we're doing everything we can in our own processes in the development area to be as business friendly as we can and promote economic growth and vitality in Tuolumne County, more of a supply side view of the world. If we have a healthy economy that's growing, we'll also see increased tax revenues coming in. That will help, benefit certainly local government, but that also helps local businesses and so forth. It's just good. It's just good for the community as a whole.
As we get close to wrapping up here, one thing I want to ask you about is just, so coming up on Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors is going to vote on the final budget for the county. And as we mentioned earlier, there's different decisions that still need to be made with coming back with recreation, some of those programs and library, the Water Consultant, the Arts Alliance, SWIFT, as well as the Highway 108 Fire Safe Council. It seems like during budget times, I always get asked, can the public come to the meeting and voice their opinions? Is there going to be time for the public to talk? So if you could kind of just maybe explain for that budget hearing coming up, how it's going to work and how the public, their chance
right.
to weigh in.
Right, and it's called, the final budget hearing for a reason. It's there. The public can always comment on anything that comes before the Board of Supervisors, but this is a specific hearing called forth in statute, and again, the meeting is on Tuesday, September 5th. The meeting starts at 9. We'll do our consent agenda, and then we have a 9 o'clock appointment for this budget hearing. And typically what we do is we just kind of give an introduction, much like we're kind of doing here, what the high points are. The board may have some initial questions, but then they open it up, the public hearing up, and any member of the public can come and comment on any aspect of the budget that they may have interest in. Board can do follow-up questions to that and certainly take their input and ideas and implement whatever, you know, they feel is appropriate.
Well, we're coming to an end on this weekend's Mother Load Views. We've got about 40 seconds left. Any closing thoughts or closing comments?
Well, I'm very proud of the county staff at the county. We've talked about a lot of stuff in this show, and I think we have a staff that rocks. They do really good work. I'm proud of Tuolumne County government because we do live within our means and we provide quality service. Our motto is gold standard service. We're trying to always improve upon that. And we're trying to exercise and be an example of good government and always room for improvement. But I know that's, I'm very proud of the organization and I know the board is too. And I think we have a good cohesive unit from the board, you know, on down to the line worker.
Well, Craig, we appreciate your time and thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Again, we thank Tuolumne County Administrator Craig Pedro for being our guest on this weekend's Mother Load Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more of Mother Load Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.